From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Officials arrive for the G7 meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Japan to take part in a Group of Seven meeting. Officials are expected to discuss global security threats, maritime security in the South China Sea, and the refugee crisis affecting Europe and the Middle East. On Saturday, in Kabul, Mr. Kerry urged the Taliban to return to peace talks with the Afghan government.
Again today, we call on the Taliban to enter into a peace process, a legitimate process, a real process that provides equal rights, protection for all Afghans, and brings to an end the violence and the suffering that the people of this country have endured for so many years.
At least 100 people died and hundreds of others were injured in a massive fire that broke out at a temple in the southern Indian state of Kerala early today, where thousands had gathered to witness a fireworks display being held as part of an annual religious festival. A stampede ensued as panic spread, and many were injured as they tried to flee the flames. Disaster teams have reached the location. Naval spokesman D.K. Sharma told VOA helicopters and naval ships have been dispatched to take the injured to bigger towns in the state.
The helicopters will be used to establish the air bridge between Kollam and Trivandrum. And once the casualties reach Trivandrum, they'll be airlifted to Cochin. The ships have already reached with medical equipment, the medical assistants, the doctors, the specialists.
The Kerala chief minister said permission had not been granted for the fireworks display. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has arrived in India during a wave of increased cooperation with India's military. A senior defense official said, "We are doing things now with the Indians that could not have been imagined 10 or so years ago." Carter will look to improve defense technology and trade cooperation while increasing military-to-military cooperation through additional bilateral and trilateral coordinated operations. Technology coordination between the two countries is focused on aircraft carrier design and the co-production of jet fighter aircraft, according to a senior defense official. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels last month that killed 32 people. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel, speaking through an interpreter, said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant even with the new arrests.
But we all know very well that we have to stay very alert and that we have to be very careful. That is why we are taking the needed measures. I can only repeat that at this very moment, a lot of military and police people are on the ground to maintain our level of security.
Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attacks suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted he was the so-called man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels airport on March 22nd. Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, also is suspected to be linked with the November Paris attacks that left 130 people dead. He's one of five people arrested in a series of raids Friday in Belgium. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders won Saturday's Democratic caucus in the western state of Wyoming, but even in victory, he failed to gain ground on his rival, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in the race to become U.S. president. Sanders won 56% of the vote. Democratic Party rules left each candidate with seven of Wyoming's 14 delegates. The win was the eighth in the past nine contests for Sanders, who has pinpointed to the streak as a sign of momentum for his campaign. Chad's president, Idriss Deby, is expected to win a fifth term in office as voters cast ballots in today's election. Deby, who is facing 13 challengers, has led the country since 1990 when he seized power in a coup. The country has seen its economy boosted during Deby's time thanks to oil production, and its military is a key part in the regional fight against the Boko Haram group. A strong earthquake centered in northeast Afghanistan rattled parts of Central and South Asia today, though there were no immediate reports of fatalities. The U.S. Geological Survey measured the quake's magnitude at 6.6. Its epicenter was in the Hindu Kush region at a depth of 210 kilometers. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.